Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I love that music, and I love our guest. We have on the phone with us Mariah Ring. She's the site supervisor for the Leduc Historic Estate in Hastings, and we are so excited to get caught up and find out what is going on with her, what's going on in the world of the Leduc, Dakota County Historical Society in general. And Mariah, how have you been?
You know, I've been pretty good. I'm excited to be here. Well, virtually. But we've been really good. I've been able to work through quarantine just like a lot of other people have. So that didn't change at all, which is exciting. We've been working on different things like writing new theme tours, and it's been pretty fun.
So when
as much fun as it can be.
Oh, I know. So when the governor declared the stay at home, what did that mean for the Leduc, please?
So what that meant is that the Leduc, as well as the other staff members of the Dakota County Historical Society, were then working from home as well. So we still got to, I'm full-time, so I still got to work full-time. I just did it, though, from my couch or from my dining room table a lot of the time. So we were still doing that. We were still having meetings through Skype or Zoom to keep each other caught up. And then it just kind of changed our plan, though, for what we were working on. So instead of planning for a lot of the events that I might be doing, I was still doing prep work because we didn't know how long, of course, the stay-at-home order would last and how many times it would get extended. But then also it meant that we just kind of shifted our focus. So we shifted to more online and virtual content and presentations and things like that.
Was that kind of a slower time for you anyway?
Yeah, typically, but also that's the time when I start gearing up for our open season. So we would have opened in May, but of course, so April would have been spent like getting ready for what we were going to do in May and then sending out messages to our staff and starting to schedule that. But that was all things that we weren't doing. So at the beginning of quarantine, that's like our little bit slower period where we're prepping and programming anyway. But now is when we'd be more in the full swing of things.
So what are some of the things that we missed, unfortunately? I know you usually have a Mother's Day tea.
Yes, so unfortunately we had to cancel the Mother's Day tea. We were also supposed to have a presentation. You and I did an interview with Sheila O'Connor.
Yes.
And she was going to present. That was at the very beginning of quarantine and stay at home that we postponed that. So we're hoping to hold it in the fall, but we'll see how that turns out. And organization-wide, we had some Mendota after hours that got switched to virtual presentations and things like that. So that along with, of course, tour opening day.
So when will the Leduc be open again for tours?
Oh, I'm so excited that you asked me that. So we have set an opening date for July 9th.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's really exciting, but it's going to be different than what people are used to when it comes to tours as far as the house goes. So we're going to start with a trial period of appointment-only tours. So you'd have to schedule ahead of time for a tour. So we won't be doing walk-ins. We'll see how that goes, and if there's a demand, then we would shift back into walk-ins. Also, masks will be required to come for a tour. However, we do recognize that some people may have medical reasons why they can't wear masks, and if that is the case, then we will work with you to schedule your own personal tour, where the staff will still wear masks, but you would not be required to. But if you don't have a medical reason why you can't wear one, then you definitely need to have one on. That's just part of the policy that we have in place. Also, we will be open Thursday through Sunday for scheduling. However, if you can't make that day work and you'd like to schedule on a Tuesday, you can do that now, which is kind of exciting. Also, we are not accepting more than 10 people on a tour. So that is the absolute cap. So that might be two groups of five people. That's fine. You might have a group of all 10 people in your party. That's okay, but then that would be it. We wouldn't take a group of five on that tour as well.
And how do we schedule that? Just by calling, or is there some place online we can schedule?
We're looking at setting up something online, but otherwise, right now, you can just call in and schedule a tour. So you just call the site number, you'll get me, and we will get you set up for a tour.
Would you give us that number, please?
Yes, it's 651-438-8480.
And when you said that you were switching up some of the tours, did you rewrite scripts or something?
Yeah, so we did write new scripts that we're hoping to debut. We were actually going to debut one during the Mother's Day tea. I wrote a tour that's all about women, the Leduc women and women during the Victorian time period. We'll have a Civil War tour and an architecture tour, and we're looking at adding a few more.
That's awesome. Tell us some snippets of each of those, please.
So the women's tour really looks at women during the Victorian time period and what their experiences would have been like. And we talk about sort of experiences of all the classes, but we really focus in on the middle class, which is what the Leducs were considered, even if they were maybe on the low end because of their monetary situation with being in debt so much. So we talk a lot about that and about education during that time period and what it sort of looked like. The idea that the Leducs were actually very different than the cultural norms of the time. So when I say that, I mean something along the lines of women were really expected to be wives and not to start their own businesses. And we know that Florence and Alice started the Hastings Needlework Company. We also look at the fact that once you married your husband, you really kind of fell under his, I don't want to say rule, let's say leadership in a way. So everything you did was supposed to be to cater towards his friends, the financial responsibility of making sure that you stayed under a certain allowance and whatnot, and his property was really his, and then you used it. But that's different than the Leducs, in that William, we have a couple letters and entries where he encouraged his daughters to keep their finances their own when they got married, so that they had their own way of supporting themselves, which is very different than the ideals of the time period. So we look at a lot of that. For the Civil War, we look at different angles of the Civil War as far as like the children's experience, women's experience, women at home, people in the war, and some of the things that William experienced as far as battles that he was in. And for architecture, we really look at the materials that were used to build the house. We talk a lot about Andrew Jackson Downing, whose design it was that was used the house, used to build the house, and aspects of that.
That's really awesome. That'll be a fun way for people to look at the house in a new way, even if you've taken the traditional tour before.
Right, exactly. That's kind of what we hoped. And we also thought, you know, some people come and they are interested in the general story, but some people really want to know just about the architecture of the house, or why are the walls as thick as they are, or some people are maybe more interested in the servants. And so we're currently working to write sort of a tour about the servants' experience, and not necessarily just the Leduc's servants, but what it would have been like to be a servant in that time period, so that people can really get sort of a look at all of these different aspects of life during that time, but through the eyes of the Leduc house.
How big is the Leduc house?
It's 15 rooms. You put me on the spot a little bit for square footage, but it's 15 rooms, and it's got a basement, a main floor, a second floor, and an attic space.
And we don't go to the basement, and we don't go to the way the way
right,
attic.
Exactly. Yes.
For a whole host of reasons, right?
Right. Right.
Oh, Mariah. So tell us how you've been. How have you been dealing with the pandemic? I bet it's been strange for you not to interact with so many people, but yet there are still things that needed to get done around the house. So did you still have all your volunteers?
So we still had garden volunteers come in on site, and they have been wonderful. They're still making sure that the grounds look great, which is so fantastic. So planting flowers, making sure the circle gardens are nice, the vegetable garden in the back, that is one of our exhibits, and typically used to grow food for Civil War weekend. All of that has been maintained. But as far as like other volunteers, The house has really been closed except for to me.
And what about the chickens? Do you have chickens?
No. So our chickens are still off-site.
Okay.
And we will be looking at getting some more, but unfortunately it might not be until next summer. We'll have to see how this goes.
So still lots of things that are going on. How about the Civil War weekend? You mentioned that, and that's usually held, is it the first part of September?
Yes, it's typically the weekend after Labor Day. So we're still looking at what it would look like to put that event on. We are in touch with the reenactors and really exploring ways that we may still be able to host it, though we are not 100% sure yet what that's going to look like or if we're going to be able to have it this year.
And how do you make those decisions, Mariah?
So a lot of it has to do with the guidelines that are put forth by the state and how we can adhere to those, and also looking at the comfort level of our reenactors, for one, because without them there really isn't a Civil War weekend in a lot of ways, because you don't have the tents and you don't have the camps and there's not those interactions and things. So we have to explore that, and we also have to look at how many people could we have on site. Is there a way to safely social distance if that's still the case? How do we allow people to interact safely? How do we keep things sanitized that people might touch and things along those lines? So there's a lot of extra planning that's going into this year.
Oh, I bet. Right.
Yeah.
Mariah, what about the other sites in Dakota County? Are they going to be up and running also then?
So actually, the Washoe Memorial Museum already opened for by appointment only research. So you can come in and do some research by appointment if you'd like. The Sibley site is still closed, and that's a partnership site with MNHS. So we'll see how that plays out. But as of right now, it's closed. We hope it opens, though.
So what's the first thing you're looking forward to?
Probably seeing our staff people in person.
I bet.
For one, I think I'm just looking forward to getting back to something that's a little bit more normal, like most people are. It's not going to be normal. We still have a lot of sanitization practices that we'll be doing. We have to sanitize the house when we open it and when we close it. We'll be sanitizing between tours and the front desk between customers. But it's still an opportunity to have the house open and get to present this piece of history to our visitors. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I think just being able to, interact with people, even if it is, with masks on and in this current pandemic environment that we're in.
Mariah, the tours will start on July 9th, but do you have other
Correct.
Things that are in the works?
Right now, not really anything. We're looking at doing some more virtual programming, but we don't have anything locked down quite yet. We are also exploring how the concerts in the orchard might work. So I know a lot of people are wondering about that as well. As of right now, the plan is to have them, but we have to see how that goes as far as guidelines, and it is outside, and how do we have people set up their chairs and things like that. So there is a lot of planning to be done, but we're hoping to be able to have them. And if we can't have them in person, then we would, we did have a virtual concert that we put on through the Leduc page. So we might be looking at something more like that, that people could view online as well.
And when were those concerts supposed to start, please?
They are every Sunday in August. So this year we would have had 5 concerts instead of the typical 4. And I think the first Sunday in August is the 2nd this year, if I remember correctly.
So more to come on that. We'll just have to stay tuned.
Right, exactly. We are still hoping to have our fall events. So hopefully we can do candlelit tours, but those also might look a little bit differently, or a little, different than normal as far as like sizes or how many people we can have on a tour and things like that. But we're just doing as much planning as we can. We do have a plan in place that is almost ready for implementation. It will be ready by the time we are opening. So we're just really looking forward to being able to open, but also knowing that it's going to be very different, and we're just hoping that it goes as smoothly as possible and that people are willing to be really patient, because we'll be doing our best for them too.
Are your grounds open right now?
They are. So if people wanted to walk the grounds, they certainly could. You can take some pictures of the house. You can check out the outbuildings, but all of it is closed up, so you can just see it all from the outside. You can admire the gardens if you like. But like we said, there are no chickens, so you wouldn't be able to visit with the chickens, unfortunately. But other than that, you can definitely check out the grounds.
I love that. Mariah, it's so exciting. I know you cannot wait to start to see people again.
I'm so excited.
I bet you are. How many volunteers help out at the Leduc, would you say?
Oh, goodness. Definitely over 20. It just depends on the capacity. So we have people that house host. We have people that garden. We have people that do the chickens. We have people that just do events and things like that. But there are well over 20 people.
And you get to see them again soon. That'll be fun.
Yes, that's going to be really exciting, too. So we're doing staff and volunteer training coming up. And so it's going to be exciting to even just see them at a distance for training.
Well, we can't wait to get up and close and personal. The Leduc is going to be starting their tours again on July 9th. And we really are excited for these three different new tours that you have. This sounds very, very fun. So we could really tour it three different ways, can't we?
You really could, which would be really exciting. So we'll be posting when those certain tours will be offered as well. But otherwise, yeah, by appointment, you can schedule a regular tour starting July 9th.
We love that. Mariah Ring, she's the site supervisor of the Leduc Historic Estate in Hastings. Do visit them or give them a call at 651-438-8480. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.